This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
During Kanye West's appearance on the Alex Jones show, he praised Hitler while reading the Bible. He spoke about Zionists, but failed to mention how they worked hand in hand with the Nazis to create Israel. He spoke out against porn, but begged God to allow him his supermodel habit. And the entire time, he wore a Balenciaga-styled BDSM mask without ever mentioning his close relationship with them. It was the epitome of cognitive dissonance. And as the political right praise Kanye as a Christian, the political left attack him as a racist, both sides dancing together in gay fascination with the celebrity. This is also called idol worship, and humans have a weak spot for it, although few will ever admit it.
Bring in the clowns. There will be clowns.
And while satiated with their bread and circus, one of Kanye's biggest benefactors, the CCP, is able to quietly round up thousands of protesters and disappear them without disturbing the sleeping masses. The China Show on YouTube has been doing a great job of covering this. The protests are nationwide, and they are directed against Xi and the entire CCP.
This is
Ren Men Wan Sui. In China, you'll hear Gong Chan Dan Wan Sui, which means like
Communist Party, long live the Communist Party.
They're saying, long live the people.
Yes.
It's things like this that really you would never see in China, because the repercussions for doing this sort of thing are drastic in China.
For the first time in decades, we are seeing a united solidarity among the people.
He's saying, give me liberty or give me death. Okay, that's what he's shouting. And you've got people actually chanting along with him, okay, which is normally not the case.
Yeah.
Because people are like, holy crap, if someone's doing that, they're like, he's crazy, stay away from me, I don't want anything to do with it.
Yeah.
But the important thing is what happens when the police do finally arrive. They rescued him. And I mean, this is the first time I've ever seen anything like this happen in China.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
And it's happening all over China.
We have Lanzhou, we have Chongqing, we have other parts of Guangzhou, which were already protesting.
Yes.
We have Beijing. We have third tier, fourth tier, fifth tier cities. We have top tier universities down to low level vocational schools.
Yeah.
We have people in the streets. We have officials being kidnapped out of government buildings. We have people parading through the streets. We have people tearing down police stations. We have PLA deployed, People's Liberation Army. We have SWAT teams. We have this across the entire country.
The reason we've only seen a glimpse of this massive protest is the CCP's censorship. They routinely stop people on the train and check their phones for VPNs. And they jam the signals once a protest breaks out.
They're sending signal jammers into places of protest in order to, you know, stop people's cell phones so they can't send messages, they can't send videos.
And people are coming into massive clashes just right in the street, and people are getting cell phone videos out before the signal jammers can show up. We're seeing stuff come to a head, and then it just stops.
And because everyone is required to have their mobile phone apps in order, the police simply switched off the apps where the protests were happening so that nobody could board the train. Because of the phone apps, they knew exactly where to find everyone. So they knocked on doors, beat people in their own homes, and dragged them off to the quarantine camps. While Klaus Schwab and Bill Gates believe communist China is the model for the world, BlackRock's CEO says that the markets prefer totalitarian government. And here's how it works.
All right, this is another powerful Gregory's report, but it's a longer one than usual. It's at band.video. It cracks the code. Needs to go super viral. It's at band.video. Go to the left-hand side. Click on the link that shows you all the providers or the fourth link down. Get it and share it. We're right back with critical intel, the secret of what Ye really said.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
All right, Kanye West, now Ye, was in studio for 3 hours and 10 minutes on Thursday, and it was hands down the biggest thing we ever did. We had up to 60, 70 million people tune in on the election, in the few days leading up to an election day, 2016. The globalists saw that. Came after us 10 times harder. They admitted, oh, my God, you know, he had 86 million, 87 million viewers in 3 days. We've got to stop this. And those were people on the site watching the videos, clicking the links, not to mention the hundreds of radio stations. And so now this thing was absolutely huge. And I'll give you the inside baseball. I said, look, you can talk about whatever you want, but I really want to get off the Jew stuff. It's a distraction. But if you want to spend some time on that, go ahead. Oh, no, it's about love and, you know, human trafficking and the election and all this, but I've said to him, you're not a Nazi, are you? And then that's where the whole provocateur thing went. And he means it to shake up the internet and point out the hypocrisy on the side. He basically admitted that it was a provocateur action. And he certainly got what he wanted. Okay? Since then, a lot's happened. I get a call and they said, hey, Elon Musk does these chats that only people that get invited can find. And then people share it. Kind of like Treehouse was a few years ago. He's on right now with like 50 people. By the time I got on, it was like 100, and he was talking about he wanted to punch Ye in the face and how I tried to rein him in, which made me the reasonable one. We got that clip coming up. Nobody's even put that clip out. It's on InfoWars.com. So a lot of stuff is in the background here, but I got sent a link Saturday morning, or I guess a podcast Friday, that I thought it's like a 10-minute clip. It's posted on InfoWars.com. We posted it Saturday, but I'm going to air just a few minutes of it here, where Royce White, former NBA player, MMA fighter, and no stranger to the show. I really respect him. He's one of the best brains we've got out there, so I've tried to boost what he's doing. And he's been very prolific for years, but he's really exploding right now, and that's a good thing. His analysis cut right through to the heart of it. That is exactly what Ye was doing. If you're going to say somebody's saying they love Hitler's bad, or that they love Nazis, but they also love Zionists. It was tongue-in-cheek. But what about our government? Now, the only thing Royce got wrong, and he's right, mainstream news says 1,000-plus high-level Nazis. Werner von Braun, Goddard, you name it. Klaus Barbie. But mainline news admits actually 35 to 37 to 40,000 Nazis were brought in after World War II to help run the deep state. And that's because Nazism came out of eugenics in England and the U.S. Not our whole government, but that movement. That's a historical fact. And so in the Cold War, they wanted them here because they'd actually basically picked up globalist ideology, but only done it under Hitler's direction in a little bit different way. So Royce points out, before everybody shakes their finger at Ye, it's not about defending Kanye. It's about, okay, well, if he's bad then for saying he loves Hitler, how about our government bringing in Hitler type people that actually were the heart of Hitler's operation, and then having them run secret programs releasing radiation on poor people in Appalachia or New Mexico or on Native American tribes, but white people too. It's poor people they hit. Or shooting up 10,000 plus black men with syphilis and letting them then spread it. So the Nazis weren't exported here. They were coming home. And he breaks that down, and I didn't see his whole podcast. He was a guest on the show, but I watched a 10-minute clip that I was sent. It's on InfoWars.com, but here's a few minutes of that. Then we'll go to Royce White, because he cuts right to the chase of the PSYOP and the Internet, and the whole culture we're in is a product of these eugenicists and these mind wars. And to sit there and then have them point at Ye as if he's the devil is a total fraud. Here it is.
Operation Paperclip. Let's not get lost on Kanye West saying that he loves Nazis, because we, as a country, love the Nazis. We loved the Nazis, and we still love the Nazis. Now, who were the Nazis? That's an important question that we need to answer today. Who were the Nazis? What was Operation Paperclip? Why did we bring 1,600, so they say, could have been 16,000, could have been 106,000, we don't know. Why did they bring 1,600 of the Nazi Party's top scientists and political figures, not just scientists, but also political leaders of the Nazi Party? Why did they bring them into the American government? See, in there lies the moral hazard that undergirds this entire deal. They got nothing to do with Kanye. Kanye doesn't even know about this. That's not the purview of what he's bringing to the table. But I will. I'll ask the question. Why did we, after World War II, when we made it seem like we went to fight for the massacre of the Jews, take the very people who orchestrated it and assimilate them into our military and government? Why did we do that? Why were the people who actually funded the Nazi war machine on the front end from Wall Street then have the ability to reincorporate Nazi science and philosophy into America's government and military? Why? Because we were more concerned with military power, political power, economic power, than we were the principle. We're the sellouts. Our nation has moral hazard from World War II that we have yet to deal with. You can't send me off on some blank mission or some side street about Kanye West making some silly off-the-cuff remark with a mask on to get attention from a theatrical career that he's always lived up to and distract me from the truth. Who were the Nazis to begin with? Who was Adolf Hitler? He wasn't German. He was an Austrian. Who was the Austrian Empire? Who is the crown today? Who is Saxe-Coburg? Why was the Saxe-Coburg name changed to Windsor at the end of during World War I when the Germans and the British went to fight each other? Why does nobody talk about the crown and the monarchy sending British dukes and duchesses across the European, across Europe, to fill the monarch's parts of the monarch positions of other countries? This is the history that we have to discuss, because we need to know just how prominent the Nazi mindset, the Nazi philosophy is in our government today, right now. So when I look at a person like Milo, who came from Britain and is a homosexual, a reformed homosexual, I start to ask myself, who are these people? Who are these people, and why should we trust they are who they say they are? And then you got Kanye saying that his trainer was an ex-Canadian security state officer or, employee. Who are these? See, we at home, we have not yet accepted the level of deception that is potentially out there.
Okay, we're going to hear from the man himself, but you talk about 100% proof, 200% it was alcohol. That means 100%. I mean, Royce White is over the target, and that's what I'm telling people. The King of England, Edward VIII, had to advocate during World War II because he was pro-Hitler, and he was used to set up the Nazis in a whole double agent op. That's in mainline history books, but yeah, Kanye doesn't know all that. That's what was so frustrating, is that Hitler was like a Frankenstein monster that the British created. I'm Welsh, I'm English, I'm not bashing British people. I mean, that's what did it. Because I saw the Young Turks. Jones hates people in England. Give me a freaking break, man. We're talking about big adult stuff here. We're talking about, there's the King of England with Adolf Hitler. So he was German. He was Austrian, actually, just like Royce White said. And that's the truth. Prince Charles says he wants to depopulate the world. His dad said he wanted to be a virus, depopulate the world. Prince Philip was in photos with Hitler as well. Oh, and George Soros helped round up Jews for Hitler, but he's okay and gets ADL awards. This is a sick joke, people. Absolutely sick. And the American people are tired of being called Nazis when we're surrounded by stuff that created the Nazis. Let's be clear. It's not the Nazis run America and run the New World Order. The people that created the Nazis run us as their opposition. So they can be the good cop, the liberals, while they created Hitler, but while they carry out all the same policies, Nuremberg violating forced medication, control, division, all of it is the same program. Royce White's our guest. We're going to go to break and come back. I want him to get fired up. He's really calm and nice on my show. But I want him to get all mean like he does on other shows and kind of take over here and lay it out because this is the reality. And I want to get Royce White down here with Ye next time because Ye wants to work me, and that's great, and wants to start doing shows every week, and we're happy to do it. But I'm going to sit him down and show him all this because he needs to know this. Imagine us in a big movie theater showing clips to him, showing him documents, and making a documentary about that. We need to do this immediately. Because this is a lot bigger. And I've told these stories, and I'm not joking around about it, okay? Well, I mean, I'll get to it when we come back. But my grandfather worked in secret military operations, had to deal with these damn Nazis right here in Texas. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813813.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I need some extra money. Do I qualify for the Earned Income Tax Credit?
Use the EITC Assistant tool. With just a little information, this tool helps you calculate eligibility with ease and accuracy, get an estimate of how much credit you qualify for, and get a printout of your results before you prepare your return or visit your tax preparer. To use the EITC Assistant tool and see if you're eligible to claim a credit, visit irs.gov/EITC.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
only you can prevent wildfires.
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Kanye West was here a few days ago, and, you know, Trump says I'm an amazing person. That's not about my ego. It's about what we've done here together on air. But my grandfather was a very secretive person, and his son went on to be high-level Army Special Operations and worked for the CIA. And I never knew all the stuff he did. My mother told me some of it because he kept it all secret. But when he got out of World War II, he was on the Army Air Corps. He got involved in secret projects. And they were developing basically crowd control robots or remote control, radio control. The technology's old. And I remember him bitching when I was a little kid about how arrogant the Nazis were and how he didn't want to work with them at military bases and how he couldn't stand them. But we don't need to believe Alex Jones' story about his grandfather. You need to listen to me. They brought 30-plus thousand of them here to be involved in every research project. NASA was started by him, the Goddard Space Center, all of it. And the CIA, all of it Nazis. It wasn't like some special thing that my grandfather worked with him. He was an American patriot and got out of it because he couldn't stand working with the Nazis. And he told me that when I'm like 8 years old. He would just start running his mouth about it and talking about it. So that's the reality. I'm going to go to Royce White to talk about this now. And we got to educate Ye about this. Royce White, good to have you on. I appreciate you coming on.
Thanks for having me, man. I appreciate it, as always.
That was a powerful 10-minute clip I saw. We didn't play all of it. Lay it on us again. Get into all the points right here.
Well, first I want to say this. When you can't talk about people through their identity, through their culture and their traditions, it becomes very difficult to talk about people at all. And it becomes very difficult to talk about history. We are the historical being. Human beings are the historical being. That is one of God's greatest gifts to us. It allows us to be able to have knowledge and to be able to transfer knowledge from one generation to the next. This allows us to have some sort of coherence or continuity, mostly as a mechanism to be able to maintain faith, in my opinion, as a Christian. What globalists and globalism mean to do, in large part, is to take from people their identity, their culture, their traditions, so that they can ascribe you a new one, so that they can give you your history. Okay. And that's what my problem is with this entire conversation right now, is that there is a history that we've been told, in textbooks, that we've been told in documentaries, that we've been told culturally from the establishment, meaning our teachers who were Marxists, you know, communists, and disseminate what's in the textbooks for young kids who may not be reading it thoroughly. The history is the post-World War II democratic liberal order, and that is the New World Order. And there's no doubt about that being the New World Order. The question is how the story of World War II is told and who they identify as being the Nazis and why they're so silent about the Nazi, not infiltration, but acceptance from our government into our military, which then became a military that then became DARPA, that then created the Internet, that then used the psychoanalysis of rats that figured out that a rat would actually electrocute itself, okay, to press a button that would give it a dopamine hit in the experiment. This is who we've become. They've turned us into a lab experiment, a scientific experiment. There's nothing more Nazi than that. But I think even more importantly is this sort of cultural, philosophical, and ideological prism of what Nazism is, what fascism is, what liberalism is, what communism is. These are post-Enlightenment, post-Renaissance, post-Enlightenment ideologies that stem back to three central ideologies: liberalism, communism, and neoclassicism. OK, they're all from the same fruit. They're all from the same scientific tree, Descartes. I think, therefore, I am. It was all an anti-God initiative from the beginning. So for us to be fooled in the present and thinking that liberalism and communism or fascism are these vastly different ideologies, is it's primitive, it's silly, it's naive.
Well, that's it. I mean, it's a form of good cop, bad cop. You got this full spectrum of thought. They give you communism, fascism, Nazism, a few choices, but they're all different flavors of the same thing.
Well, think about who the Nazis are, and I like that you say, well, the Nazis aren't really running it verbatim. I say they are. I say when you understand the history and you look at it from a societal standpoint, the liberals in this country, and I use liberal as a wide term to encapsulate everybody from AOC all the way over to the Bushes and a little bit beyond, and maybe even further beyond nowadays. The liberals are the exact same people that the Nazis were. First, they were the working class that unionized. They became the bourgeoisie. Okay, they rigged the system. They cut off social mobility, and then they created a military state to secure their power. And then they went in on the night of Long Knives to kill anybody who came up with them in order to ensure that there was no opposition. That's who the Nazis were in Germany.
Royce, I 1,000,000,000% agree, and you are so learned and smart. When I say we're not Nazis, I mean it's not a Nazi thing. Hitler secretly runs America. He was a spinoff of the group here, and the Nazis were coming home.
I think if you look closely, and this is why the conversation about the group of people who have, you could say, hijacked the Jew identity, because here's my take on it, Alex. If you don't believe in God, you're not a Jew. Let's just be clear. Okay, the Jewish tradition is a 5,700-year-old oral and written tradition. It gave birth in many ways to Christianity. It gave birth to this country in many ways. And for those people to carry that tradition across 5,700-year span is one of the greatest accomplishments.
It's got to be respected, but most of the people that claim they're that today, I have nothing to do with it.
Most of the people who claim it today don't believe in that tradition. That's right. And actually, it is, in my opinion, one of the greatest forms of anti-Semitism to call the one true living God, the Abrahamic God, fake, a fairy tale, a crackpot story. I mean, there's some deep anti-Semitism in that alone.
I agree. Liberal Jews are attacking the heart of Judaism, and they persecute the Hasidic and ultra-Orthodox major league.
And my point in bringing that up is, in the black community, for example, here in America, we are very okay with accepting the idea that there are people who claim to be pro-black who have been intimately involved in the stalling or suspending black people in a sort of pre-societal maturity, right? From growth and development, from ownership, from American citizenship, from freedom, okay, a nation of shopkeepers. There are black people in America who aid the system in doing this. It just happens to be the group of black people that the system props up the most. So I don't understand why we have such a hard time believing that there were many anti-Jews like George Soros who aided and abetted the Nazi persecution of the Jews and that continue to carry on with a sort of modus operandi to this very day. It's completely reasonable. And I know that as a black man, because I could point you to a number of black people who have huge platforms whose individual behavior is antithetical to calling for any real growth and maturity and security or prosperity of black citizens in America.
Well, that's right. They don't want any of us to have security and maturity. Royce White is knocking it out of the park. Amazing, man. How do people find what you're doing?
You can follow me on Getter. You can follow me on True Social. You can follow me anywhere. Follow my Substack as well. I write about a lot of these things.
Stay there. We're coming right back, my brother. Powerful. This is the truth. You can feel it. This is real truth. This is Veritas.
Christmas 2022 is almost here. And we have great products at InfoWarsStore.com that empower your body, your libido, your immune system, that just enrich your life. So whether it's Vitamin Mineral Fusion or DNA Force Plus or Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, they're all still in stock, discounted up to 60% with promo code 1776. And now, finally, we have brought back free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com on orders of $50 or more and big discounts on the regular shipping as well. Plus the book, The Great Reset in the War for the World, signed or unsigned, it's also available with free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com. So again, that's free shipping on all orders, $50 or more, at InfoWarsStore.com, and up to 60% off at checkout with promo code 1776. And we've got the signed and unsigned copies of the Great Reset War for the World book as well, which make perfect stocking stuffers. Don't wait, take action at InfoWarsStore.com today.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Coming at you live! Woo!
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
I've decided that I'm not going to commit suicide ever, just like Elon Musk just said. But I'm going to go ahead and tell everybody in the next few weeks everything I saw as a child. Most of it I haven't said yet. Just to give you an idea why I'm so awake, why I know what I'm talking about. But my family opposed all this from the inside. I can tell you that right now. Imagine me and my grandfather in the Army Air Corps having come back involved in secret projects and being stuck with a bunch of Nazis he had to babysit. Then I learned about this when I was a kid, and the family was all like, hush, hush about it. It's embarrassing to even work with those people. But that's our government, ladies and gentlemen. That's who's been running things the whole time. They created the Nazis. Royce White, you are landing on them hard right now with this situation. A lot of folks are tuned in about the Ye interview. I don't want to judge him. I don't know if he's in mind control or autistic or what. He means well. I know it's the biggest thing ever. It's bringing a lot of listeners to the show. I'm still ambivalent about it, but I saw those connections you brought up, the things that were said. I think he is being used by some forces. It's not me. It's not you. I want to help him. You got any comments on Ye or what you would say to Ye? He's probably watching right now. And then let's move on to the last two segments, whatever you want to talk about. I want to invite you back this week for a couple hours on the show to take calls with me.
Of course, anytime. And, you know, one of the things that I respect about you, Alex, that I've seen you do now for 15 years since I was introduced to you in my later teenage years, is that you think in four dimensions. You think in three dimensions. You don't allow the establishment to force feed you a two-dimensional frame to put these ideas or discussions in. And then you end up ultimately coming out wrong. You get double crossed and triple crossed when you do that. It's too easy for the devil to work and deceive in two dimensions. So you're somebody that I always respect for that. I think Kanye has an intuition towards that. He definitely is an original and authentic sort of voice, but because he comes from the theatrical, because he comes from the entertainment industry, he has an affinity for the drama. He has an affinity for a sort of troll-like behavior, and he became great at that. That's how Kanye West separated himself from being a masterful producer and became a very good rapper, but he became a pop culture icon through this sort of troll-like behavior. And that's okay in some instances. We are talking about being black, being white, being Jewish, the history of Africa, the history of Europe.
Yeah, he's in the biggest leagues now. You can't troll around at this level.
World War One, World War Two, religion, race, all of this is at the center of the way our society is currently organized. And I don't say that in some metaphysical way. The post-World War Two democratic liberal order.
I'm going to interrupt you, and I'm going to shut up for the rest of the hour. But what you just said is so central. They don't want us discussing the central way they control us and how it's organized. We're talking about, tell listeners, I'm getting chills right now. We're telling you how it works, folks. It's all New World Orders post-World War II. They admit that. Bretton Woods, all of it. They don't want us discussing how it really works. They want us to fight all the tentacles and all the hydra heads and not cut right down to the basics. I'm going to shut up, start over.
No, all I'm saying is this. Kanye West, if he wants to come into the political, where the knives are out, where Satan's walking around with his mask off, right, with his pants down, you know, taking a piss where he wants to. This is serious. There's no time for games here. This isn't a joke. And we show a lack of faith in God. We show a lack of spiritual. We show a lack of spiritual. Let's say fortitude. When we believe that we have to resort to Satan's tactics in order to motivate and inspire a Christian faith that can combat him. Okay, that's my message to Kanye. If you want to come on and talk about Netanyahu or satanic agendas or the contradictions that exist in the cultural ethos, whatever you want to talk about, do it. But do it with some seriousness. Do it with people who you actually have vetted and know aren't working for the very government that you say you're fighting against or the establishment you say you're fighting against. I don't know Nick Fuentes. I don't know Milo. I don't know any of these people, but all of them are in question right now. And it's not because of Kanye West. It's because I understand the scope with which the security state and the people who have mastered psychological manipulation on an intergenerational level play. I understand how these people play. I'm not sure that Kanye does. He has an intuition towards it. But the people that he's palling around with, I don't quite understand. Right. I don't see how he can think that his trainer is a security state shill, but Nick Fuentes can be trusted. You know, don't trust me. You know how I can trust you, Alex? Besides the fact that I know that you were bringing a story that nobody, a conversation that nobody else would bring. You know how I know I could trust you? Because the establishment doesn't try and sue you for $2.5 trillion unless you're a problem. Unless you're dangerous. Unless you're an enemy. right? A real enemy, not an established oppositional enemy, a real enemy. When they try and throw a person in, that's how you can sort it out. So my question for Kanye is, and this is, it goes back to what I think we should focus on here. The story we were told is that we won World War II. We are caught up in a post-World War II victors and losers narrative. Nobody won World War II. There were no winners. There were soldiers that gave their life for an ideal that they thought that their overseers, that their managerial elite really believed in. But what we know of wars is that that's not always the case. There's tons of examples and situations where people who preside over us tell us one story and send us on a mission to execute their agenda.
And by the way, Eisenhower in his farewell address said that. He said a technological elite is in control of the military industrial complex that's taking over.
Nobody won World War II. There were no winners. There were two groups of people, and this is what happened in Germany. The fight between the fascists and the communists wasn't a fight of ideological difference. It was a fight of brand identity. It was a fight of a difference in brand identity. They're the exact same ideology.
By the way, Stalin admired Hitler and even said that in public writings, that Hitler was just a different brand, and he was mad at his own generals that they couldn't be fancy and have great art and great architecture and great uniforms. He was mad that they couldn't be cool like Hitler.
I'll show you the difference in ideology right here. The fascists, they want to run. People think that Adolf Hitler was a nationalist. He was a globalist. He wanted Nazi Germany to run the world either directly or by proxy under a national banner. The communists wanted to do it through diversity, equity, and inclusion. Still totalitarian state power. It's the same scam. It's a merger of the state and the corporation, and even more importantly, the medical and scientific elite. That's what communism and fascism and the trajectory towards fascism is always the same. Liberalism, then communism, then fascism. We have been duped at the highest level. Even us within this intellectual political discussion have a problem with cutting through the noise and getting
and
to the
And I go
signal.
Back to what you said at the start of the segment, interrupted. You said we're covering the central way the world really works. Elaborate on that, because you're right. If you don't know that, you know nothing.
Well, why when we're taught about World War II in school, we never learned about the Bretton Woods Conference? Why are we never learned how the world was actually realigned after World War II on an economic basis? Why were we never taught the Wall Street big finance companies or benefactors that invested in Nazi Germany? Why are we never taught the history of English and the England and Germany's relationship? There's a smoking gun. That's why. Right. And the real issue is that we all accept it at home. A lot of us accept it at home because they've perfected and mastered dopamine. You could argue that the entire scientific project post-World War II was to make sure that people were so high with dopamine that they would never find the spirit to care enough about any of this.
Explain, we're going to come back, explain dopamine, because all the studies with rats and pigeons and everything is the clicks. You heard the Facebook whistleblowers come out and say, we're destroying people. It's a drug. They know what they're doing. We're all basically addicted to it, and they know how to manipulate us, but we're not like other animals. We're able to control our environment. Royce White is on fire. I'm your host, Alex Jones. Infowars.com, tomorrow's news today. We'll be right back with Royce White, who is always awesome. He's on fire tonight.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Christmas 2022 is almost here, and we have great products at InfoWarsStore.com that empower your body, your libido, your immune system, that just enrich your life. So whether it's Vitamin Mineral Fusion or DNA Force Plus or Body's Ultimate Tumor Formula, they're all still in stock, discounted up to 60% with promo code 1776. And now, finally, we have brought back free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com on orders of $50 or more and big discounts on the regular shipping as well. Plus the book, The Great Reset in the War for the World, signed or unsigned. It's also available with free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com. So again, that's free shipping on all orders, $50 or more, at InfoWarsStore.com, and up to 60% off at checkout with promo code 1776. And we've got the signed and unsigned copies of the Great Reset War for the World book as well, which make perfect stocking stuffers. Don't wait, take action at InfoWarsStore.com today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discovery on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Welcome back. So we think of wars as they were fought in the Civil War, World War I, World War II. But this is a scientific war against our genetics, our bodies, our minds, our dopamine receptors, how our brains work. And the globalists act like we're animals. They admit all this in all these white papers. And they say they're about to cull the earth to save the earth from us while they cut off our resources. But while they themselves, with all the genetic engineering and the rest of it, attack the earth itself. So Royce White, former NBA player, talk show host, run for Congress. I think you're a really smart guy. I really respect you. And you're an MMA fighter right now. But I think the most important work you're doing is happening on this show. And you've been really popular for years, been on Tucker Carlson, been on big shows years ago. But you're really exploding right now, and you're getting more hardcore, and that's great. How did you get educated? How did you get informed? I know you've been listening to me since high school, but how else did you get so dialed in on what's going on? Because what you're offering is the truth.
Well, I was fortunate enough to be diagnosed with generalized anxiety disorder at 16, 17 years old. And at that time, I had to do my own independent research into the psychological data and all of the psychological studies that were being done to try and find some type of relief to what was two or three panic attacks a day. Now, many people will try and use that ex post facto to discredit me like they would do you or anybody else and say, hey, this guy's mental health issue, so everything he's saying is a conspiracy. But really, my anxiety was existential. It was spiritual. And I didn't really realize that at the time because...
No, I agree. You didn't know... I'm interrupting you. You didn't know your mission, and you instinctively, spiritually knew there was a crisis. But as soon as you figured out the enemy, you got aligned and empowered. That's what happened to me. Is that what happened to you?
Anxiety resolved. Anxiety resolved completely. Right? And once I... See, what had happened was...
I had nothing but anxiety till I got on mission at about 18 or 19. Exactly. But once I got in alignment with the Holy Spirit that was driving me, it all ended. Sorry, I just wanted to... I wanted to take your thunder to let folks know this is universal. There's a lot of young men and women, particularly young men watching right now, that don't get this. You have anxiety because you're not on mission. Go ahead.
Yeah, and at the time, you know, in order to become a high-level... basketball player, you sort of have to lose yourself in the brainwashing of eat, sleep, and breathe. Well, if you eat, sleep, and breathe basketball, you can't know Christ. You can't love Christ. You can't have a relationship with God. And the devil will use you and put you off on a track that will lead you to do his bidding. And I was on that track, and I felt the existential angst from that, the spiritual angst. And then once I pushed back against the NBA about mental health policy, it was the greatest gift I could ever had, could have been given by God. And God is genius in working in that way. That not only did I resolve my angst, but I was given an insight on the path, right? And that insight was, number one, there's a global corporatocracy. And the NBA is a watering hole for the global corporatocracy. And I was right up close to it. I was behind closed doors.
So that was your microcosm. Exactly. You have anxiety till you take Christ's commission. Once that happened, the doors blow off, the windows blow open, and now you're given discernment and a mission. And now you don't have any more anxiety. You just have victory.
And I was also needing to look into the psychological data because of my the anxiety, and I became interested in mental health. I became interested in the human psychology, and mostly my intuition was, what ways has this been weaponized that I don't yet understand? This was before big tech went green, you could say, went live, right? Before Skynet went live. This was like 2013. It wasn't until, you know, right around 2015, 16 that we saw the social media boom.
Skynet was turning on, and so was Royce White. I know I've been on the same path. They were firing up their engines. God was firing up his.
Absolutely. And what I realized was that the biggest drug cartels today are not in Silicon Valley. I realized it back then. The biggest drug cartels were getting the lights turned on in Silicon Valley because they have the best drug on the market. They don't even have to ship it to you. It's already in your brain. Your body makes it. All they have to do is create the circumstance for it to activate. And that's what dopamine is. It's a neurotransmitter that's responsible for the feeling of pleasure, satisfaction, and motivation. This is why big tech says openly, if they can have access to your data, they can literally manipulate you like a puppet. That data is the gold of tomorrow for this reason, because dopamine is the best mechanism to predict human behavior, right? And especially human behavior in a morally bankrupt, spiritually bankrupt, radical material society.
Keep laying on us, brother.
Yeah, and so, you know, the dopamine project is sort of, you could, this is why I say that the Nazis are still running the machine, right? This is a form of Nazism. You could argue that big tech, that a sort of centralized coagulation of power in a technocratic manner is the wet dream of Nazis. Right. This would have been the wet dream of the Nazi scientists. It is the wet dream of the Nazi scientists. They're the ones who helped us create it. Right. And we took it as some, you know, we lied to ourselves, all free markets and enterprise and connectivity. All scam. Look at the results. You judge a tree by its fruit. You're as good as your score says you are. And what our score says we are, especially when it comes to tech and social media, is that it's a fast track, a highway to hell, a highway to Satan, a highway to lose one's sense of themselves.
And that takes us right back to IBM and the Hollerith punch cards machines. Absolutely. They are reducing us down to a number. And it was the DARPA Nazis that came up with the Intergalactic Communication Network in the 1960s that was the mind control system and the whole plan for the Internet.
100%. 100%. This is a Nazi project. This is what the outcome. This is the moral hazard from a country, a nation, a populace. Let's not take the responsibility off of ourselves. A populace that was told a story, and we were so absorbed with the idea of victory. Let's go back to dopamine on that. The idea of achievement. Right. That's dopamine, that achievement transmitter. We were so caught up in that and then given the radical materialism that we never stopped to think, hey, what's the moral implication of us using Nazi technology?
So what is the answer, Royce White, to counter this? Awaken to the mechanism, become aware of it, educate others, and say no to it and wean ourselves off the drug. But how do we use the mechanism they built? How do we fight the matrix where Neo still has to plug into it to fight it?
Well, the number one thing the Internet did for us is show us the lies. I think the number one way to use it is to tell the truth. And I think there needs to be a widespread, dogmatic effort to tell the truth using the Internet.
I agree. And they are panicking because they thought it was theirs. We've been taking it away from them.
And it will continue. And that is why you see the effort to censor. That is why you see the effort to silence. That is why you see the effort to ban people from the Internet, is because this is ours. This is for us. This was for us to brainwash. It was never intended for you people to be able to have a ministry of truth, to have a sermon, to speak the gospel. That was never the intent, right? Especially not to combat what we're trying to do. And if you look at China, think about this. Everybody wants to skip over the central beginning. What's the connection between the CCP and the anti-Jews? And I do call them anti-Jews because I don't believe that they're real Jews. And it's not because of their race. And that's another trip up that we make. All of these real far-right white supremacists that believe in race first, race superiority, that's Darwinism. If you believe in the evolution, the theory of evolution, you're a Satanist. That was the railhead of Satanism.
The admitted root of Nazism is Darwinism. And the left worships Darwinism. As you said 45 minutes ago at the start of the interview, the left are the original Nazis.
Absolutely. So what I'm saying is when you look at where we are right now, the best thing we can do, the best thing we can hope for, is to start to tell the truth about these issues. What's the connection between the CCP and the anti-Jews? Communism. Karl Marx, he was a German anti-Jew. His dad's dad comes from a family of rabbis. He rejects God. He comes with the Communist Manifesto. It goes across many revolutionary efforts, lands itself in Communist China. That's who we're fighting today. What's the common thread? They don't believe in God. They don't believe in God.
They think they're God. Royce White, you always blow me away. I got really good gut-level feelings about you because I learned about you 4 or 5 years ago. It's always blessed to have you. Get with my producers. Come on for a couple hours this week. Talk for an hour. Take calls. We love you, Royce White. Find you everywhere. Take care, brother.
Godspeed, brother.
That was powerful. That was very real. This is all very real. I care about the future. I care about children. I care about you no matter what color you are. We got to wake up, folks. We're going to do it together. We're going to go to break. Owen Schroyer is loaded. Tons of clips, tons of news, tons of calls. It's all coming up. Owen Schroyer from 6 to 8 p.m. Central, 5:57 and 18 seconds here. We're about to end this transmission, and I'll be back tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central, right after American Journal with the great Harrison Smith, 8 a.m. at InfoWars.com. Join him and share that link. That's how we overpower the evil. All of us together. Share the links. InfoWars.com. Band.video. We can do it together, but it's up to you.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.